All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is January 22nd at 5:40 p.m. Pacific, 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of this committee. We're going to start by calling the roll. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI, if you could do that.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Cheddar. Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Present.
R. Paul Martin. Present. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's 8? So we have a quorum.
Okay, terrific. Everyone's here except for DC. Okay, so a draft of an agenda was sent out to you guys, I don't know, about an hour and a half ago. It's a fairly, made up kind of agenda because, as we've talked about, and as we'll talk about some more, we don't really have a whole lot of financial statements to work with at this point in time. Basically, it involves a couple of updates and sort of a station-by-station go-round, as we did last time. Let's do this. I'm not in front of a computer. So, Arpa, could you read the draft for the stream? Do you have access to it?
I have it.
And just for the stream, our Paul is a summary, so I'm on the call, okay?
Yes. Okay. 1, roll call. 2, approve agenda. 3, minutes. 4, committee composition update from chair. 5,
yeah, let's just be fast. Yeah.
February meeting schedule. 6, financial statement / national office update from chair. 7, around
and IED, yes. Now that
around
we have
the
her.
Horn updates from each station. That's it.
Okay. There's one item that I want to talk about that's KPFA related, but my sense is we could just talk about that in the sort of around the horn stuff. I don't think it needs to be a separate agenda item. Are there any modifications or changes to this agenda? Okay.
I move
any
to
motion?
Stop the agenda.
Great. All right. Are there any objections? All right. The agenda is henceforth approved. So with that, we will turn to the minutes from the last meeting. We have open and closed. We can only do open at this point in time, January 8th, and I think that's all we've got. So, Paul, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's one set of minutes. They were sent out earlier today, as usual. Would anyone like to move approval of those minutes or any modifications?
I don't know. This is Jim. I don't know how to handle this. I put in on the report from KPFT that we'd received our real estate insurance or real estate tax refund check and the $30,000. That's incorrect. We haven't received that. We received an insurance check of a little bit less than that. And I don't know... Since I made that statement in the report, I can't really change these minutes. I don't know if it'd be better to go on the round the horn statement.
Give us an update then.
Yeah, that may be the better way to go because I said it was an insurance check and that's just incorrect. I just need to correct it.
Okay, if it's okay, I think since we're doing updates one more time, if you could just say, and for the record, I want to correct my update from last time and give this new information, that should be okay.
Sure.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, then I will move to approve these minutes. Any objections? Minutes are approved. Okay, so committee composition update. Not a whole lot to report. Jim Boyd has been reappointed the treasurer in KPFT. Congratulations, I guess. R. Paul Martin has been reappointed the treasurer from WBAI. Congratulations.
Hooray. I mean, we knew about Jim, but hooray to R. Paul, too.
Yes, stability. Yes, and Barbara Whipperman has been reappointed the treasurer of the KPFA, LSP, so congratulations, Barbara. And Barbara is now a member of the LSP as of last week and no longer an ex officio treasurer. And D.C. and L.A. remain in a state of haven't figured that stuff out yet, or have you?
No. We have
Los Angeles, you haven't done anything. Okay.
We have a meeting Saturday.
And you're going to do everything, officers, PNB, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
Okay, and for Washington, I believe the announcement, even though he's not here, is that Marcus Jeter was reappointed as treasurer. So four of the five stations are set, and absolutely nothing has changed. And I am guessing that the PNB committee assignments, there'll be no motion at least until late February. So we will just carry on. Okay, so that's that, unless anyone has any correcting information. No? Okay. All right, so the next item was basically if and how often we wanted to meet in February. We would normally be scheduled for the second Tuesday in February. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I'm going to assume that we're going to meet as usual on that date.
What did you say, the second?
Second Tuesday in February, whatever that date is.
Okay, that would be the 12th and then the 26th.
The 26th will be, yes, the day after the PNB meeting.
Well, an alternate is, okay, today is the 22nd, then next week is the 29th, and then after that is the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. So,
right.
Unless we wanted to do the 5th and the 19th.
Yep, we could get off kilter, or we could just meet once in February and reconvene in March. And I'm open to suggestions. I don't think it hurts anything to meet on the first and third Tuesdays if that's what we want to do, except that we might screw up a couple of the other committees. I don't know.
What would be done if there were two meetings in February, if there really aren't solid PNB members on yet?
Well, the PNB members that are on will carry over until they are replaced. This committee doesn't cease to exist in between sessions of the PNB until replacements are appointed. The incumbents remain. In terms of what we would do, the next item might relate to that somewhat, but certainly we need to look at the financial statements when they materialize. Certainly for the end of last year, and I would hope for the first quarter of this year. What the timeline is on that is a little bit unclear to me. Summer may be able to weigh in on that. I don't know.
Sure. My issue with financial statements is some of it involves a personnel issue that should be discussed in closed session. So I'm not sure how you want to handle that. I'm happy to enlighten the committee as to what's going on, however. So.
Okay. Would it be within the constraints of open session to give us sort of percentages that we might be able to at least have some tentative financial statements to look at if we met,
sure,
say, February 12th or February 19th?
Yeah, I think we will be way ahead of that, actually. So, yes, the answer is yes, because I'm taking alternative measures to deal with the situation with which I'm confronted in terms of production of those items.
Okay. Well, I think that we do want to hear. I think we absolutely do want to hear the details in closed.
Sure.
But that said, Jim, I think that addresses the issue of if we were to meet in February, we would be embarking on last year reviews and first quarter previews and those kinds of things, which we should be doing.
At KPFT, we kind of load up that first week with local committees. That's why the 5th, that just gets a little bit tough for Bill and I. I mean, that's just generally when we fill them up. We have probably three committees meeting in that first week.
Okay. Well, how about if we go for February 12th as scheduled, since everybody sort of has that blocked out? Hopefully we'll have some material to work with at that point in time. It's not impossible to meet on the 26th, although some of us may not be in the mood. but we'll sort of leave it on the calendar, and then I guess as we get a bit closer, we can make that decision.
Is Barbara for the stack?
Yes. Go ahead, Barbara.
You mentioned a little while ago the possibility of having only one meeting in February.
It's a possibility, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking that it might be a good idea to do that, just plan one, and give the people getting statements together a little more time and do it on the 19th. I mean, if the national office has information ready, you know, we still need to do things in the station office, business office.
Yeah, that's a possibility. The advantage of the 12th is that it's our normally scheduled time and we don't screw up the other committees. And as you know, the calendar is busy. And they know that we've got the second and fourth Tuesday, and if we start messing with it, when it's not the budget time, we could hear about it. But it's a possibility.
Also, normal is not exactly the word to apply to all of this situation.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to weigh in? Because I feel like we probably need to schedule something or another. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm looking at KPFCX calendar, and February is amazingly bare. We have a meeting on Tuesday the 12th blocked out, and we do not have one blocked out for Tuesday the 26th of February. However, there are a lot of room in there.
Our Paul.
We're going to have a PND meeting in person at the end of February.
Right.
Sir.
Hello.
Yes,
we're just noting that our normal meeting date would be the 26th.
Okay, that 26th is going to be blocked out.
Yes.
It's going to be blocked out because of the meeting, because I won't be here to stream.
Okay.
There's that too.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. We could improvise with Bill, except that Bill may not be a member of the committee at that point in time, so that may get more complex.
If he's not a member of the committee, it's easier for him to stream it.
Yeah.
Same thing for the 19th. You know, I could do that if we decide to add a meeting in.
Well, assuming that what Summer's saying about financial statements is accurate, I think it would be good to at least take a preliminary look. I mean, we haven't looked at anything since August. I mean, this is February. This is crazy. So my sense of it is maybe we should go ahead and block out the 12th and the 19th. If we decide on the 12th that we don't want to meet on the 19th or there's no justification for meeting on the 19th, we don't have to go ahead with it.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like we're screwing any other committee out of that date. And if we could get our reviews done, I think that would be helpful because, we're way behind.
Madam Chair, I was just looking at the KPFTX for February. I skipped ahead to March to look, and I went back, and February has suddenly changed. I don't know. Let me refresh this. Is this some? Okay, maybe.
Maybe somebody is listening to
maybe
us.
Somebody's listening.
Uh-oh.
No, I've got a pencil in my meeting now.
We have... Okay, it's kind
of
thing.
Are they blocking us out on the 19th? Is that what it is?
Okay, something's wrong there because now I have both PNB going from the 19th through the 26th. So
okay.
I don't think you're having that long a meeting.
I'm blocking out the time that I'm not here to do this. If Bill can stream the 19th or the 26th, it's fine.
Right.
If Bill's willing to do that.
Okay. Yeah, we're independent that way. We can self-stream if we
I just have to unblock
have to.
It so you can schedule it.
Well, we can't on the 26th, guys. We're going to be in an in-person meeting.
I know. I'm going to suggest that we block out the 12th and the 19th.
Okay.
We will meet on the 12th as scheduled. That's 3 weeks from today. And at that point, if we decide we want to cancel on the 19th, we can do it. Nothing's stopping us, and it's not a problem. If we feel like there's work that we can do, then we'll meet on the 19th and we'll have our two meetings per month. Somewhat compressed. Is that okay?
Yes.
Sound good.
Okay.
Could you make a motion?
I guess I'm making a motion, yeah. Okay, so move that the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meet as scheduled on February 12th, and also schedule an extra meeting on February 19th, with the option to postpone or cancel if that's the will of the body.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would this include also the possibility of canceling the 12th if you find at the last minute there's really no point? Or you just want to talk to us all, Tracy, on Tuesday nights?
I think that after a 3-week period of time, that regardless of what National does, although I am taking Summer at her word here, that it is good for us to at least check in and see what the issues are at the various stations and check in with each other. I'm not inclined to think that taking 4 weeks off is a potentially wonderful idea. If the meeting needs to be brief because there's not that much going on, then it will be. But I'm inclined not to cancel the meeting on the 12th. I'm open to the meeting on the 19th maybe not being necessary, depending on the workload. But I think the meeting on the 12th is regularly scheduled, and there's no compelling reason not to have it. That's my take, anyway.
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
We should have an idea of how the fund drives are going to. I know KPFTs will be over by then, and I don't know about the other stations at least being well on the way, right? So we could report on that at least.
Okay. All right, well, that's the motion on the floor. Of course, anybody can vote against it or put out a substitute if they want. In lieu of that, I will do what you can't do on committee and more or less call the question. Does anybody want to put out a substitute? Okay. Are there any objections to the motion or anyone who wants to abstain? Okay, so that's what we'll do. All right, I will place both of those on the calendar. Otis, if you could unblock the 19th so we could schedule ourselves, that would be great.
Already done.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, so that brings us to the next item, which we sort of covered because we had to, which was the National Office, the State of Financial Statements, and so on. I was just briefly going to report that I sort of, you know, lodged the what the heck is going on comment earlier today. What I will say for the stream is that it's been a long time without financial statements. It's impacting the ability of this committee to do what it's chartered to do. I think that all of us feel an absolute gulf of information, whatever we may or may not know about our own stations by observation. We certainly, at this point, have no sense at all about the stations that we're not at, and that is really problematic. And I think we have reached a point in time where, yes, it's caused by transitions and so on. It's not really a substantive excuse anymore. And so the situation needs to be mitigated. I'm hearing from the IED that it will be, and that's good. Summer, if you want to say some more in open session, that's fine. If you feel like there's nothing more you can say until we get to close, that's fine.
All I want to say is that I'm in agreement with Tracy. Tracy and I spoke yesterday. I am in favor of what she did in terms of lodging an official request as to what's going on. And I will fill in this committee in closed session as to my perception on where we are at with that. So, you know, everything that you said is, you know, accurate in terms of the necessity of these items, and they will be forthcoming, and I will bring up to speed in closed session as to what the issues have been. That's probably pretty much it, except that, you know, I concur with you, so I don't in any way take it as a negative, I take it as a positive, because it needs to get taken care of. So, thank you.
Okay. My guess is that we'd have a better discussion on this in close than we're going to be able to have.
We sure would, because I can't really say much of anything as to what's actually going on, so I could give you any clarity. Whereas you know me, I will be fully transparent and tell you exactly what I think in close session. So, so okay, it would be helpful to us to get there if we went into close, I think.
Okay, so with that disclaimer, you know, does anyone else on the committee want to add anything or? All right, so we're punting that over to close. All right, okay. So that brings us to our last item, which is basically station updates. And I think we'll just basically go around the horn. We don't have anyone from D.C. Summer, if there's anything you have to add about D.C., you know, feel free to jump in there.
Well, I can give it a brief audit update if you want it on all five stations, including D.C.
Okay.
And very brief if you want me to.
Yeah, we'll include that. We'll include that. But basically, we just go from station to station and see sort of what comes up.
Okay.
Why don't
background
we...
to D.C. You can put me last, okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We'll do D.C. International, kind of.
Okay, there you go.
That'll be the slide at the end. So let's start with New York. Arpal?
Well, there, of course, we're moving. That's the big news. We have, of course, no financial information, and we're dealing with that, of course. The move is happening. It's, you know, there are people have moved a lot of stuff out. 120 Wall Street is starting to take on aspects of a ghost town. And there's a great deal of concern at PAI in various different directions, because there are varying levels of confidence that this move is going to work out. There are all sorts of many, many different issues, and this is all complicated by the fact that we no longer have a program director at WBAI, and there are also... there's also more than one opinion about what should be done about that. So basically, BAI is in crazy moving mode, and, you know, along with all the usual stuff that goes on, we've got more stuff going on. We don't have any financial statements or anything like that at this point in time. We do start our THON, our on-air fundraiser, on February 4th, and it's supposed to go for 31 days, which means it goes into March. That is about all I can report at this time, I think.
Okay. Alex, do you have anything to add?
Not a lot. We discussed at the last time that there would be some savings from the move in terms of the rent we're paying, but we don't have exact figures for anything at this point. Though we know what the new rent will be, but we may have to rent some additional space to make up for lost studio space. That hasn't happened yet, and we don't know if it will happen, and we don't know how much that will cost. It's probably will not be a major item, but we just don't have any exact figures, and basically I concur with what our poll is saying.
Okay. Questions, comments from the committee? God, we're so quiet.
Yeah, well, Tracy, is it okay at the end if I give, like, additional elucidation to any of the other stations? Yeah, I'll do that for New York, too, okay?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll kind of... go to you at the end. I think that seems
fine. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Then we will move on to Texas. Jim.
Okay. As I said before, I need to make a correction of a misstatement from last meeting on the station roundup that we have not yet received our check from Harris County Appraisal District for the taxes. And that's just going to be running around and trying to get it. It was kind of a being authorized and having the court give us an order was a kind of a fiasco to start with, and the taxing authorities are following through. We did receive some insurance proceeds from the damage done to the tower and the transmitter. There was a little bit less than that $30,000. But hopefully in the next month or so, we should get that refund check. We're starting tomorrow. We're starting a fundraiser, or the on-air fundraiser that goes through, is it the 9th, Bill? I think it's 18 days. And
February 9th.
And that'll be kind of a test, just to see. We came up a little bit short in the last fundraiser, and so we'll just have to see how that goes. Other than that, we seated the new members on the LSB and got everybody elected, so we're set to go for another year.
Okay, Bill, do you have anything to add?
No, I guess that's about it. You know, we did get our new transmission line installed that goes between our transmitter and the antenna. That's was one of the main problems we had last spring. We got water leaking in it, and I think that in turn caused some damage to the transmitter too. So that's fixed. We still have been having transmitter problems, and we're hoping to start a major donor campaign soon. I talked to Dwayne a couple of times in the last few weeks, and he's looking at maybe getting some help with that, but I don't have anything definite to report yet on that.
Questions from the committee. I'm just going to call on myself. What's your goal for this upcoming fundraiser?
I'll
check. It's probably on the website.
Is it 240?
Let me see. It sounds familiar, but I forget.
Okay. I was just curious.
I think it's 240.
Okay. Anybody else?
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Off to Los Angeles.
Basically, you know, my financials are very incomplete. So, we're only about $2,500 under budget on our listener support. The donations are about, $8,000 under budget. The community events is $6,000 over budget. Under budget? Over. We haven't made as much as the budget. Car donations are down. So we're about, I don't know, the listener support only about $8,000 under budget, which is not terrible. Salaries and expense, the salaries themselves are about $38,000 over budget. I don't know the health benefits. I don't know that they've been entered properly here, so I don't know what the ultimate total is of what we're really over budget. Because according to this, we're like $16,000 under budget for the health benefits. So I don't know whether somebody forgot to enter it or what. The expenses are basically the biggest we're like $91,000 over budget on our premiums expenses. We had $93,000 over budget last month. I have not been able to get an answer from management for what that is. We are $15,000 over budget on shipping. I don't know what that's for. So this is a big red flag I'm waving in front of y'all. I just really don't know how under budget we are. Possibly only I'm just this financial report is just too iffy to get a final number, but it's not pretty.
Mhm. Okay.
This is Summer. I'm sorry. Kim, just clarify. Did you say it was $90,000 over budget for last month?
For the premiums?
What did you say was $90,000 over budget?
Premiums.
Premiums. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
The premiums only. Other stuff is also, but that's a big red flag.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big number. Okay. Yeah, before we do questions, Ken, are you here and do you have anything to add? Okay, Ken's not here, so he has nothing to add. I heard Bill for the stack. I'm going to put myself on the stack. Anybody else?
Well, no, I'm here, but I have nothing to add.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. All right, so let's go to Bill.
Yeah, I realize that the premium expense can vary, you know, maybe they're ordering stuff in advance for the whole year, I hope, I doubt it, but, you know, if that's what you were talking about is correct, adding all that up just in my head, it looks like you're about $160,000 in the red so far this year, and the year's not even half over. And so, because I remember the budget called for close to zero in terms of net, you know, income. So I know you know this, Kim, but we need to make sure the management at KPFA knows that the longer this goes on, the more serious the cuts they're going to have to make later this year. It's going to be really painful. And if they have to cut double what they would otherwise have to cut so that the last 6 months makes up for the first 6 months, it's really scary.
No, you don't want to do that to yourself if you can avoid it. Absolutely.
I know. I don't think there's any way of making sure they understand they have to make some cuts. And I just hope, you know, that this expense is for the whole year and not just for 5 months worth or 4 months.
Kim to the sack. I suspect that's not the case. I think this has to do with some Gary Nolf, you know. I suspect that these are premiums that were bought previous or the last. They do not pay in advance. We don't have the cash to pay in advance.
Okay. We're speculating. Speculating, but okay. All right. I do have other people on the stack. Yeah. Go ahead, Summer.
Is it possible? You know, the $90,000 over in premiums. The fund drive goal for December was extraordinarily high, say compared to the rest of the network. Okay, it was a $500,000 to $700,000 goal, and I think they brought in five something. I can't remember exactly what it is. Is it conceivable that the premiums are over budget because they sort of ratcheted up their goal for the December drive, which is normally more of a mini, and this wasn't a mini? Maybe that's an explanation because they did set a much higher goal than everybody else, and that would, of course, entail higher premiums as well.
I think
the only thing I'm speculating as well, but it was a significantly high goal for December. So.
Mm-hmm. I'll speak to that. I don't know where you got that goal. That goal was not in the budget. I don't know where you got that number.
I got it from Bernard.
Well,
that was his goal.
Okay, you guys are cross talking, and I actually know something about this. But yeah, I know what you're saying, that the goal was higher, and therefore probably the premiums were not budgeted to accommodate that goal.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. I don't know why he made up that number. That was not the number in the budget. The number in the budget was 500, which is basically what we made. We made about 550, which was because he added an extra day. So that was on budget. If he added another number in his head, that's his. But we made exactly what our goal was, with an extra day. I suspect it had to do with the premiums from the October drive, which brought in the majority of our fund drive at the end of the drive. I can speak to this in close, too. I'd rather wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, we have a stack. I'm putting myself on it. Kim, we can get back to you for some follow-up.
I'll jump up unless somebody else has questions. I'll wait for the rest of this.
Okay, let's go ahead with the stack. Arpal?
Yeah, I just need to get, so that I get this right, I need to ask about these numbers. Okay, community events is, that's community events and expenses is $6,000 over budget.
You know what, Paul, let me write this out for you and send it to you, okay? So I can have it straight when, because I'm not looking at it right now, and I don't want to go back and look at it.
Okay, I guess. All right.
Okay. Bill, were you done with your point, or?
Yeah, I'm just really, really concerned. This is really scary, and I think we need some, somebody needs to look at that really soon. I hope Summer can talk to your GM, Kim, and make some corrections quickly.
Okay. I'm going to put myself on the stack, and then we'll go back to Summer and Kim. I mean, I am jealous that at least you have financial statements, Kim. That's more than the rest of us have. And I will note that to the record, however incomplete they may be. But that said, yeah, the December fund drive goal for KPFK was extraordinarily high. Most of the other stations were, even with the differences between the stations, I mean, KPFA's fund drive goal for December was less than $300,000.
For how many days?
It was originally for 14 days. We ran a slightly shorter fund drive, and we'll talk about that. I think we actually did 11 or 12, but it was booked in for 14 days. How long was yours?
15 days.
15, not so different. 14, 15.
Yeah.
Okay, so that might have impacted some of the premium figures. I'm not sure that that fund drive was budgeted for quite that much money. I could be wrong. I don't have your budget in front of me.
It was, and if it was for the December drive, it wouldn't be on the December financial.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So this stuff was ordered some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then unless they're stocking up, which is possible.
Can we wait?
Yeah.
Let's not speculate. This is a waste of everybody's time.
Okay. Hello? As I said, let me just finish my sentence, which is they might have been stocking up, but there's a question there of the cash of cash flow, whether that was the most logical thing to do. Okay. Is there anything else on KPFK?
No.
All right. Then we will go on.
This is
Ken. Ken. Uh-huh.
The lockbox. Maybe I popped off the wall or something. That's the lockbox, KBFK.
I don't think so based on my email. Does anyone want to jump into the lockbox?
I don't believe we've gotten a positive response yet that it's been implemented. It's been 6 months, we were told it was, hasn't been.
Well, it's been more than a year that we've been talking about it, which probably makes it the longest hold-up time to getting a lockbox in the history of the world. But,
I think we can raise funds by selling tickets to the annual Where's the Lockbox Ball.
Summer, you have any update on the old KPFK lockbox? Oops. Okay, Summer dropped off. Kim, do you have any update on the lockbox?
Ken is exactly what I would say.
Yeah. The lockbox was sort of living in the, you know, in the division of labor in the flat, and the reason for that being the lockbox is something that previous auditors had strongly suggested would be beneficial for KPFK. So the frat was kind of overseeing the implementation or the lack of implementation of the lockbox. But that said, it certainly doesn't seem to be being implemented, and I can't quite figure out what the problem is there. And I think that is something that we'll have to hear from the IED about, so maybe we can ask her as soon as she gets back. Summer, have you come back? No. All right. Anything else?
Warm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on KPFK?
No. Well.
All right. KPFA. Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. our next fund drive is scheduled to start on February 12th and go through March 1st. The goal has been set for $778,000. That's, if you'll remember, we have this number we put up on the board in the phone room, but it represents money that's going also to Fresno and L.A. And the speculation is from the $778,000 that the Berkeley-Fresno combined would probably get $731,000, and $47,000 would go directly to L.A. One thing that I'll report, we got a number of checks that were sent in with ballots when people voted for the LSB. In fact, almost $9,000 worth. Hmm. That was a nice surprise.
Good.
And as Tracy reported, we elected officers in our last meeting. And we are meeting again on the 9th, I think it is. Yes. And that's all I had to report. You said you had an item for, about KPFA, Tracy?
Yes, I do. Is okay, it? Thanks, Barbara. Okay, let's see. What do I have to add? Yeah, the KPFA LSB collected officers actually in December and PNB reps on January 12th, so we're all done with all of that. I guess what I'm sort of trying to get to the bottom of and I'm a little befuddled about, and you also brought up the LA pledges currently, which I think is good. There's two questions or two points. The first is basically that we had been budgeting the LA pledges at a 6% rate. In other words, approximately 6% of our doorstop fund drive totals were actually Los Angeles money and therefore pulled out of the budget because we're not spending that money. And the number seems to be getting higher and higher all of the time. And if you're talking about the difference between 731 and 778, 731, 741, 51, 61, 71, you're talking about almost $50,000. And that's, again, that's a good $15,000 more than we've accounted for in the budget. Last year, I pointed out that 5% was not the right percentage, and it was drawn up to 6%. And it seems to me that we're talking about 7 or 8% on an ongoing basis, and I worry about that blank in the budget because it basically means that we're assuming a good $80,000 or $90,000 more than we're actually getting if things go according to schedule. So, again, there's some problem with our not being realistic about the number of LA pledges that we're gathering. The second point that I wanted to make, and I mean, it's too late to adjust it in the budget, but we're way behind the curve, going from 5% to 6%. I mean, it should have gone from 5% to 8%, clearly. The second point has to do with the last fund drive in December, and I'm still kind of trying to figure this out, but I'm just confused. What was put out over the air and what was put out by the KPFA general manager to the local board, and I mentioned this at the last LSB meeting, was that our fund drive in December, which, as I said, was scheduled for 14 days and a goal of 275, was stopping a couple of days early because we were already $50,000 over the goal. And if the goal is 275, then $50,000 over the goal is 325. The fund drive numbers that are now coming in are $283,000, which is only $8,000 over the goal. So my question here is, you know, what the heck is where's the missing $42,000? It's not impossible that we're $50,000 over the goal was puffery. I just don't understand why we put that out on the air to people when it wasn't true. And I also don't understand why we stopped fundraising on that basis if that basis were not true. In other words, it worries me that the GM reported to the board that they were $50,000 over goal when it seems that you weren't. I tried to figure out what the missing $42,000 might be, you know, what it actually consists of. And I thought, of course, of the L.A. pledges, and at the time, Barbara, you didn't have the numbers one way or the other, but the L.A. pledges, according to L.A., were only $10,000, which leaves me with this $32,000 question mark. And I'm not clear what the answer is, and I would like to find out. I do think that, you know, we've got to accurately report what's coming in. You know, B, I don't like the idea that the GM is operating with numbers that don't appear to be true, because making decisions to stop fund drives because you're 50K over goal, well, you should be 50K over goal in actuality. And thirdly, it's just like, where's the money? So that's sort of my question or my concern. And I don't know if in between the LSB meeting on January 12th and now there's any more light that can be shed on this. But I am concerned about it. So that's my question or comment.
Tracy, this is Summer.
Yes, Summer.
Thanks. And I'm sorry I dropped off. I'm on a train, so I just lose you guys sometimes. Sorry about that. I don't have my numbers in front of me, but on my management calls, I mean, A, I've been making managers give me their, you know, proposed the entire upcoming year. But I want to say that your goal at A was more like 250, 260, 285 is what the number that I was told they had reached when they stopped pledging, and that was over goal. I have to go back and look at my notes. I do have
numbers,
but I guess their goal, as stated to me, I can't say what was stated on the air, but I don't believe it was 275.
It was stated at 275 very specifically by the KPFA general manager at the LSB meeting before the fund drive began. I specifically asked, and I was told 275.
Okay.
I would also add that was a very specific number because the fall fund drive had come up 150 short. The December fund drive was budgeted at 150, and 125 was added to that specifically to make up that distance.
This is Barbara with a comment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not hear this over-the-air statement that you're talking about, and it would be too bad if somebody rounded up and stated a figure that was inaccurate about us, going over the goal more, but I think pretty soon we can have some more specific analysis of that fund drive, and I'm looking at our minutes here, and unfortunately, I don't have my notes from last week with me, but our last meeting with me now. But in the minutes here that our Paul gave us today, he said that our fundraiser was scheduled for 10 days, and that is something I probably should check, but I don't think it was 14, Tracy.
I can check that.
And then,
well,
I do know we ended 2 days early.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the statements that the general manager made in his general manager's report to the KPFA LSB and in emails that he sent out to the staff that were sent to the LSB.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to state that they're inaccurate after the fact, we can do that, but then my premise is, why is the general manager of the station stating things that are untrue, which also concerns me, or is he working with inaccurate numbers? I have the emails, and like I said, this is not really adding up very well. I mean, it's just, it's not making sense. And the 50K over, and the 50K goal was stated over the air a whole bunch of times. The 50K over goal.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. I listened a lot, and I didn't hear that. But
I think it might also have been printed in the Safe KPFA newsletter, but I'm not sure. I think so. I'll have to go back and check. I think it was.
Short of accusing the general manager in some way, I think what we need is more accurate, more figures and a little more analysis, and I'm sure we can get that from our data manager pretty soon.
Okay. Anybody with any questions?
This is Kim. I can only say that it's, you know, kind of impacting us down here in terms of I'm hearing funny numbers about, you know, what's coming down from there, and there's a pretty large lack of transparency down here regarding that.
Okay.
I don't, you know, at this
yeah, point, I don't disagree.
This is, you know, it impacts two stations, not just one.
Yeah, yeah, and the numbers are not being clearly reported, and they seem to change after periods of time go by, which is never a good thing.
Right.
This is Barbara for a comment.
Uh-huh.
Well, the pledges that come in to KPFA that are belong to KPFK get scanned and transmitted. So it's...
Yes. Yes, we're talking about the reporting of what that amount is.
Well, Kim was saying what was received was questionable.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what it sounded like. Sorry.
Yeah, no, what's reported is like just getting... less transparent, let me put it that way, from down here.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, the figure received in Los Angeles from that last December fund drive seems to have been $10,400. I was able to ferret that up, but I haven't been able to ferret up much else, and it still seems to me there's something that isn't connected between the statements that were made. We'll see what happens. Okay. All right. So with that, I think we've pretty much completed the agenda that we had. Summer, right. So Summer, if you could tell us what you know about what's going on in D.C. since we don't have Campbell or Marcus with us, and then whatever comments you want to make about the state of all the stations and the network as a whole. And we will also hear from you in close, but this is the open part.
Sure. Okay. So I got to be careful what I say about DC financials and open also. But, you know, I've been in DC for the last 3 days. I'll be in New York for the next three. It would appear to me that there was a failure of planning on the part of management to set a goal sufficiently high in fund drive for December, that when combined with CPB funds and meeting that goal, that they would actually have enough money to pay their bills until the next fund drive. It became apparent when looking at cash flow projection, bills that needed to be paid, et cetera, that Peter and my office had requested from DC a couple of weeks ago, and I could see that the station clearly would run out of money to operate and make things like payroll before they reached the next pledge drive. There did not seem to be any plan in place to encompass this reality. So I met and the management and took control of that situation, leveled with everybody. It's exactly where we were at financially and budget weeks because I see that was the only solution. So we are working on that, and I help them to plan out certain aspects of their drive. And
oh God, if you're talking, Summer, we can't hear you. Hello?
She's on a train.
Okay, I guess she dropped out. Well, cell phones are tough that way. Okay. Summer, have you come back? No.
No, that was her. That was her dropping the.
That was her exit.
Okay. Well, I'd like a chance for her to complete her report. So, can we give it about 2 or 3 minutes and see if she comes back?
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, this thing just keeps dropping. So if I lose you again, I'm sorry. But anyway, so that's the DC situation, or the cash flow situation.
Which didn't hear because you had dropped off.
Ah, geez. Did you hear any of it?
Fundraising.
Just a part.
Too short.
Well, basically, their cash flow situation is critical, as is New York's cash flow situation. You know, I'm very concerned for my employees, so, you know, payroll is one of those sort of things. I determined by looking at their projection of bills a couple of weeks ago that their cash was not sufficient to reach their next fund drive, and there did not seem to be any backup plan in place to encompass this reality. So I met directly with staff today, told them what the situation was, where we were at with payroll funding, when the money would run out, and what needed to be done, and in the course of that meeting, moved their fund drive up by 2 weeks. So instead of starting on February 17th, it will start on February 4th, so that hopefully they will have money coming in before the next payroll period after the one we were able to fund, which is the next one. And did planning with them, and we had some deep discussion about the, you know, as it were, the political situation on the ground there and how it impacts on fundraising, also, you know, setting some target goals that they need to reach and how to achieve those. You know, basically help them plan out several parts of their drive today. I can comment further in closed session on other aspects of all of that and my take on that. But that's functionally what has occurred. And, you know, came in, discussed what their cash flow situation is, which is very critical. I can discuss other things to do with their cash situation and their move in closed session. But, and some of this I'll go over to New York for a minute because some issues came up with New York. I'm taking proactive action on dealing with New York's upcoming fund, working with Bertolt on that. I am sending some help out to New York for the first week of drive. We're organizing some pre-records and things that drop-in pitches can be done on to help bring up the fund drive goal and number, I mean, bring up the numbers in New York City. And I've discussed with DC doing some similar things there if they're receptive to that, because both stations are in a similar cash flow position. You know, national office covered the last payroll period at New York, and obviously that's not sustainable. So, you know, I'm going to sit down with Bertolt in the morning. We're going to discuss where we're at with New York's budget. But one of the things I'm doing is, you know, aggressively addressing that, you know, the fact that the fund drive needs to be more successful by sending in one of our better fundraisers. And even though I have the long-term goal of getting us more on track with simultaneous pledge drives right now, it'll work to the advantage of having the two California stations synced up in terms of scheduling. And I basically am getting my two East Coast stations hooked up in terms of scheduling. And that allows me to utilize our more successful fundraisers to go do some perking up on the East Coast before the West Coast drive begins. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm taking my best talent and spreading it out to help bring up the numbers, hopefully, and identifying you know, what some of our best working premiums have been so that we can put those into play as well. So I don't want to say which ones specifically on the open session, but certain specific things. So we're working on supporting the East Coast drives with some additional bolstering from, you know, some of our more successful California products, as it were. And that's kind of where that part of it's at. And I can elaborate further on some of the stuff going on in both New York and D.C. when we get to closed session. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. So I wasn't planning a closed session for this meeting, but it sounds like there's a need for one. And since someone doesn't join us.
This is Ken. To reprieve that question about the lockbox at KPFK, since Summer's back on the call, if we have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Summer, one of the things that came up was the old KPFK lockbox. Do you have anything to add about that?
I do not. I have to be honest. As we're all aware, there are so many fires burning in this network at the same time. I'm obviously trying to put out the bigger ones first, and I haven't even gotten back around to KPFK management and why a lockbox can't occur in 2 years. Okay, but I will put it on the agenda for, you know, as soon as I make sure New York and D.C. don't fall straight off a cliff, I will get back to KPFK, okay, and figure out what's going on with their lockbox. It's clearly an issue, and I will follow up on it from a management perspective as to why this hasn't been done. We're in the audit. Clearly, these things have to be addressed. They've come up as audit concerns in the past, so I will address it probably from that perspective, frankly.
Is Kim for a question?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Is KPFK getting an auditor visit?
I do not know yet which conversations the auditors are going to visit. On my management call today, I asked all the managers for an update on where they were with responsiveness to the audit requests. We're beginning to get in specific audit testing questions, you know, in terms of wanting to see, you know, actual pledge sheets from certain stations tied to the, you know, the GL and to the Memphis records, and also whether or not the pledges were fulfilled. They're looking for some pretty deep records at stations. Some of the stations are a little freaked by this, and it's like, you know, if we had a functional system, it would be a big deal to be able to produce some records from your station. But certainly the auditors have been, you know, informed that that is one of our larger stations that has not been visited as frequently, and it's in California, and the auditors are in California, but they haven't told us yet which stations are actually going to visit in person. Since the audit came up, I'll go ahead and briefly run through that. We still are in a situation where we have compliance on document requests and, you know, various requests for the audit from 3 out of the 6 units. We still are having issues with getting compliance and responsiveness out of the KPFA, WPFW, and WBAI. They're all having, we're having issues getting, you know, what we need from them for the audit, quite frankly. KPFK, KPFT, and TRA have all supplied what has been requested thus far because, you know, there's an audit list at the beginning of the audit of various items that they need before they get into testing questions where they're asking to test certain, you know, aspects to see how, you know, how they perform. There's just some basic stuff they need from every station, and so far we've only got half compliance. You know, I spoke with all the managers about it today. I told them that is the first thing on my agenda for next week's management meeting, is I want them to follow up with their business managers. And if they're functionally unable to produce what needs to be done, they need to tell me what's wrong. You know what I mean? What is going on? How come you can't produce it? Do you need extra support? Do we, you know, I mean, what do we have to do? Because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter to me what the excuse is. We've got to have compliance. And if a station is unable to fulfill these requests based on, you know, their present staff, then I need to know that so that we can make some other arrangements to deal with the situation. But so far, we still have non-compliance out of 3 stations. Obviously, you know, I don't expect as much right now from WBAI out of the 3 stations because it is literally displaced, okay? So it's like, you know, and I would even, you know, I will cut some slack on that situation based on that. But we still have to get it when we're done. I do not know why we're having difficulties with KPFA, WPFW. We have a lot of difficulties getting things out of that station of a financial nature all the time. So, but that's kind of where we're at. But I'm pressing the managers for answers by next week because they started getting audit requests from the national office 7 or 8 weeks ago. You know, I mean, it's been a significant length of time to get no responsiveness from 3 units.
Okay, so the answer to my question is you don't know if KPFK is getting a visit from you.
Yeah, no, I do not know. Cause it, yeah, okay, no, I don't know yet. But I'm sure they will tell us as soon as, I mean, they just haven't told us yet. So, yeah.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I can understand how frustrating it is, Summer, but you're stating it as though there has been no response from KPFA, and I know that our business manager has been working on it and has submitted some things, so it's not completely no response.
It might not be no response from there at this point. I did. Andrew did say he was going to follow up on it today because I had brought this up probably 2 weeks ago when we hadn't gotten any. But I think there's still no response on the other 2 stations, and I frankly have to check back in to see what we've gotten fulfilled from KPFA. But by next week, I should have a complete answer from all of the managers, hopefully, as to where they're at. You know, and I do believe Andrew will be working with, you know, with the business manager to see this. That we do get those items met, you know. And I've told the managers if they need additional assistance, they need to let us know, and, you know, we'll figure out how to deal with that, so.
I'm just sticking up for our team. I know we've done some of it.
Sure, no problem. And I can't say because I'm sitting on a train if some things may have come in since next week. And frankly, the managers weren't able to tell me this morning either because we don't have the business managers on those calls to be able to say, yeah, this is where we're at this point, you know. So. But we are still seeking to get the rest of what we need from those 3 units, you know.
All right. Terrific. Is there anything else? All right. So to go back to where I was, we were not planning an open session, a closed session for this meeting, but it sounds like there's a need for it, and since we have the IED with us, I think we should take advantage of that. Therefore, there is a closed session code that you've all been sent, and if we could adjourn this meeting and meet for a brief closed session, I think we're talking about 15 or 20 minutes on the other line. I think that would be helpful for everyone.
I move to adjourn to a closed session.
Thank you. Any objections? Okay, and if anyone doesn't have the code, just send me a note or give me a text, and I will send it to you. Okay.